今天是和大家分享一件最近发生在 Lynbrook 高中的一件那个的事情哈。我相信很多人大概都在报纸上看到这一则新闻，就是有一个男孩子叫做 Kevin Lamb， 他那个就是在上上礼拜四，就是他们学校考 final 的最后一天考完以后，他的母亲在下午三点钟的时候送他去就是学校的全那个摔跤队的那个练习。那他妈妈三点钟送他去，回到家以后大概三点半，就半个钟头的时间，学校就打电话来，然后说你的儿子倒了，他用英文说 corrupt， 所以他妈妈呢就以为说他的儿子可能是跌倒还是昏倒。那因为他们去的时候就是这样子，小孩子都没有任何的病痛，活蹦乱跳的，就是都很健健康康的，所以他就跟他的小妹妹说，哥哥好像在学校昏倒了，我们现在去学校看哥哥。可是等他妈妈开到学校的停车场的时候呢，发现那个消防车啊，还有救护车啊，还有学校的人都在停车场等他，他心里面就开始往下沉哈，然后等到他们把他带到那个 gym 的时候，他的小妹妹就被挡在外面说，他太小了不能进去。他妈妈也觉得奇怪。后来他们一进去了以后呢，发现那个就是说那个CPR 在帮他的小孩就是做人工呼吸，可是没有多久他的孩子心脏就停了，然后呼吸也停了，就这样子死了。所以他妈妈是非常非常的 shock， 因为这孩子都好好的嘛，都没有什么病痛这样子。那因为这个孩子是我的儿子从小学一直到高中非常好的朋友，我们几乎每个礼拜都在一起，因为要一起接送小孩去打篮球，所以我对他们家是非常的熟这样子，对这个小孩也非常的熟。他是一个非常优秀的孩子，因为他的父母亲是好像全身的精力啊，所有的重心都摆在他的孩子身上。他的母亲是就是为了照顾孩子，他是早上五点半就去邮局上班，然后中午一点就下班了。然后他那个就是常常礼拜五他休假的时候就到学校去陪孩子吃午餐，就是这种完全是那个以孩子为重心的一个家庭哈。然后他孩子也很争气啦，就是从小学他就是。Gate student 自优生，straight A， 然后他在小学就当选学校的 president， 在国中的时候呢，他在 Miller， 他是他们的那个就 marching band 的 drum major， 他们的指挥，然后他也当那个篮球校队，有一年他也是当 captain， 就是各式各样的活动他都参加的非常好，而且呢，他是一个非常有礼貌，就是他给我印象很深刻，是他很有礼貌，而且很主动帮助人的一个孩子哈。他在学校非常的 popular， 听说这件事情传出来以后，不仅是Lynbrook很多人为他哀哭，连 Miller 很多学生认识这位学长的都为他就是哭得非常伤心这样。那最可怜的就是他的父母亲，当我去看他的父母亲的时候哈，那个他们家的那个客厅是摆满了他的奖杯跟奖牌，可是呢，他的爸爸哈就在走在那边一直绕圈子说怎么会这样怎么会这样，我赚那么多钱呢，将来都要留给他的呀，怎么会就这样突然就没了呢？然后他现在人灵魂在哪里呀？他到底现在灵魂在哪里？然后他妈妈呢就只能够对着他的照片一直叫 Kevin 你在哪里呀。我那个时候看到的时候呢，就是说我真的知道说他们不仅是在忧伤里面，他们是完全在一个绝望里面，因为他们好像一生的心血完全就是突然就这样子就画上终止式了哈。那这件事情给我很大的一个冲击，然后我也学到了功课。第一个是就是说我在爱灵魂的上面没有那么迫切。我曾经跟他们传过，就是讲过我自己的见证，可是后来我发现他对这一个话题呢有一点回避了，所以我就不敢再多讲了，就也没有多讲。那 Kevin 是有带着 Kevin Lamb 去参加过那个教会的一个活动，就一次，以后再邀他也不去了，可是我们也就这样子停止了。我相信如果说我一直 一直锲而不舍的跟他传福音的话，或许我现在不会这么遗憾。那另外一个是我学到一个很大的功课，就是说我们为人父母的都好想把最好的，我们这样劳心劳力总想把最好的给我们的孩子。那可是真的仔细的想想，有什么是他能够带到永恒的？也不是奖杯，也不是奖牌，更不用说是钱。即使他有再好的品格，当他就是不认识神的时候，他真的不知道去了哪，就是说他就这样子没有了，然后他父母亲都没有一个在天上永恒的那个盼望齁。那所以说我觉得我们可以给孩子最好的产业呢，就是把他带到主里面，让他们跟神有一手的那个经历。因为不是现在他跟着我们来到教会就保证他们永远不会滑跌，将来他们离开我们出去了以后呢，很可能因着学校功课的压力，或者是外面的诱惑跟那个一些试探，很可能他们都会离开神。所以现在真的我们能够给他们的，就是能够帮助他们在主里面真的是有很深的根基，将来无论如何他们都会一直走在主的道上，永不偏离。愿在这里跟大家共同勉励。
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
这是一个很快乐的一个假期。
This is a very joyful holiday.
但是刚才从我们姊妹做的见证里头，我相信我们心里都好像往下沉了哈。
But then our hearts sink as we hear this testimony.
主耶稣来到地上应该是带给我们很大的快乐。
Because Jesus came to bring joy to us.
但如果我们没有得到耶稣基督降生的意义，
But if we did not grasp the significance of Jesus' birth,
圣诞夜、圣诞节让我们外面狂欢，但是我们里头没有得到真正的祝福。
Then Christmas Eve and Christmas Day can only bring us outward joy, but not the inner blessing.
那还是我们最大的一个遗憾。
And that would be our greatest sorrow.
所以我刚才听了以后，我里面真的是在掉眼泪。
As I was hearing this story, my heart wept.
这么优秀的一个孩子。
Such an excellent child.
我们真的可以看见这个孩子前面的前途是一片光明，对不对？
We could see that this child could have bright future.
但是何等可悲的。
But how pitiful.
生命不在我们的手里。
Our life is not in our hands.
生命不在我们手里。
Our life is not in our hands.
那我们也为这对父母忧伤了。
And we also feel bad for these parents.
你可以想象他们里面受到的那个创伤，那个冲击。
Imagine the impact, the shock they received.
他们花了一生的精力，所有的金钱，所有一切的财富都投资在这个孩子身上。
They invested their life on this child.
我听到最难过的就是孩子，你在哪里？
And when I heard they were crying, my child, where are you?
你在哪里？
Where are you?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果今天这件事发生在你我的身上，
If this thing happens to you or me,
我们跟他们有什么不一样？
Is there any difference?
我们会跟他有什么不一样？
Will there be any difference?
我们是不是也会这样问孩子啊，你在哪里？
Will we be weeping, my child, where are you?
我们是不是一样对着我们的人生的前面，我们那么茫然，我们那么无助？
Do we feel the same way, hopeless and helpless?
我希望我们没有一个人是这样，我也不相信我们会是这样。
I hope and I don't believe we will be like that.
所以我真的很想为这对父母祷告。
I really want to pray for these parents.
能不能我们一起有点祷告？
Let's bow our heads and pray.
父啊，你做过父亲。
Father, you are a father.
你知道孩子离开的痛苦。
You know the sorrow when you lose a child.
你知道失去孩子的痛苦。
You know the sorrow when you lose a child.
特别是永远失去这个孩子的痛苦。
Especially if it's an eternal perishing.
父啊，我们为着这对父母祷告。
Lord, we pray for these parents.
我求你怜悯他们。
We pray that you will have mercy on them.
求你怜悯他们。
Have mercy on them.
虽然我们以前没有机会把福音传给他们。
Even though we did not have chance to share with them the gospel.
我们现在求你。
Now we pray.
怜悯他们。
Have mercy on them.
怜悯他们。
Have mercy.
把爱灵魂的爱放在我们的里面。
Give us this love for lost souls.
主啊，把那个负担给我们。
Lord, give us this burden.
主啊，你感动我们去。
And move us to go.
把盼望带给他们父母。
Bring hope to them.
把你的救恩告诉他们。
And to share with them the salvation.
让他们得到安慰。
So that they can be comforted.
让他们得到盼望。
So that they receive hope.
让他们也得到释放。
So that they will be released.
主啊，把你的爱给他们。
Give them your love.
我们为他们祷告。
We pray for them.
求主耶稣。
Oh Lord Jesus.
寻回他们。
Bring them back.
安慰他们。
Comfort them.
给他们力量。
Strengthen them.
带他们走到生命的路上
Lead them onto this way
叫他们从绝望里面出来
This path of life so that they can depart from hopelessness
给他们永远的希望
Give them eternal hope
主啊我们向你呼求
Oh Lord we cry out to you
怜悯他们
Have mercy
怜悯他们
Have mercy on them
主啊也求你怜悯我们
Oh Lord have mercy on us also
叫我们里面有负担
That we will have this burden
叫我们里面有爱
That we will have love
叫我们里面知道这是一件严肃的事
You know that this is very solemn
人不能没有你
Man cannot live without you
离了你
Apart from you
就像枝子丢在地上枯干
It's like a branch apart from the vine
被人践踏了
And it will be trampled
还要丢在火里烧
It will be cast into fire
怜悯我们
Lord have mercy on us
给我们负担
Give us burden
让我们去
So that we will go
让我们去
We will go
让我们去
We will go
主啊叫我们去
Lord, send us
哦你叫我们不被我们自己的事困住
So that we will not be entangled by our own affairs
叫我们里面有爱
That we will have love
里面有力量
We will have power
叫我们里面有托付
We will have commission
为了灵魂
For the souls
我们不愿意再这样的被自己困住
We don't want to be limited by ourselves
主啊你催逼我们出去
Lord, send us, urge us
催逼我们出去
Compel us to go
叫我们带着你的爱
So that we will go with your love
带着你的救恩
With your salvation
带着你的权柄
With your authority
带着你的能力
With your power
把人从黑暗的里面带出来
And we bring people out of darkness
叫人进到你的国度里
That people will enter into your kingdom
叫人享受你的救恩
That they will enjoy your salvation
叫人不再落在无望的里面
That they will no longer be hopeless
听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayer, Lord.
奉耶稣的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹我上一次离开匆匆忙忙地走
I want to share with you last time when I departed I went in haste.
有人碰到我还说哎你到哪去了
And some people even asked me, where did you go?
弟兄姊妹们上礼拜上一次我们走的时候
Last time when we left,
我们没有机会跟大家 say goodbye.
We did not have a chance to say goodbye to you.
因为我们还是在进一步的想明白主给我们带领道路如何。
Because we were still seeking the Lord's guidance.
那我们去了两个半月以后。
After 2.5 months.
我们已经很清楚。
Now we are clear.
这是我们从去年三月主就把负担放在我们的里面。
Since last March, the Lord has given us this burden.
我们祷告到台湾的时候
When I pray about Taiwan
主把一个负担放在我们的里面
The Lord gave us this burden
一面想到台湾的灵魂
When we thought about the lost souls in Taiwan
一面我们在祷告中我们摸到主对那边他的心意
And then we touch God's heart for that region
我们知道主在那里有事情要做
We know that the Lord is going to do something over there
而且从我们最心的最深处
From the depths of our heart
我们跟主有这样的一个祷告
We have this prayer to the Lord
一旦主要在那里做事的时候
If the Lord is going to do something there
台湾若是要有个复兴领导的时候
If there's going to be revival in Taiwan
我们要有份在其中
We hope we can be part of it
所以当我们祷告的时候
So we pray
我们觉得主在我们里面把负担给我们
We felt the Lord has given us this burden
我们开始为那里祷告
So we pray for Taiwan
那经过这一年半多的时间
After a year and a half
慢慢的主让我们看见
The Lord showed us
主已经替我们开了路了
The Lord has already opened the way
时候到了
And it's time
主要做事了
The Lord is going to do something.
所以也是我们要回去的时候
So it is also the time that we should go
这次回来我们就是准备打好包我们就要回去了
So this time we came back to pack so that we will leave
所以我就这个主日跟大家在这里
So this is the only Sunday I'll be with you
下个礼拜六我们就要准备过去了
And this coming Saturday we're leaving
我们会先到东岸参加一个年度的宣教特会
And we'll go to a mission conference in on the East Coast.
完了我们就从那边直接回台湾。
Then we will take off from there to Taiwan.
所以今天要跟大家说 hello.
So today we will say hi, hello.
我们回来了。
We're back.
然后说 hello.
And then we say hello.
我们要跟你说 goodbye 了。
And then time to say goodbye.
这一年多我在这边，我心里面很多安慰，很多激励。
And the Lord really comforted me over the year that I've been here.
我觉得这里的教会是一个非常 warm 的教会。
This is such a warm church.
大家真的非常爱，非常 close.
Everyone loves each other and very close to each other.
而且非常爱主。
And then we all love the Lord.
也非常愿意付出代价来跟随主。
We're willing to pay the price to follow the Lord.
所以我们在这里，我们得到很多的激励跟扶持。
And we're very encouraged and supported.
所以我们还是要非常感谢各位在这一年半多给我们的各方面的一些的鼓励跟扶持。
So we want to thank you for your encouragement and support over the last year and a half.
我想我们是带着大家的祝福过去的。
I believe that we go with your blessings.
我们愿意在这边得到的福分我们也把它带过去。
And we want to share with them the blessings we received here.
我相信主还会把更大的祝福倾倒在这里。
I believe the Lord will pour down more blessing here.
我也在祷告。
And I also pray.
有一天主还会差遣更多的人出去。
That one day the Lord will send out more people from here.
你们阿们不阿们？
Do you amen?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.我想主的教会在地上一个最大的使命。
The biggest commission for the Lord's church on earth.
就是去。
Is to go.
去
to go
叫万民
so to make all nations
做主的门徒
my disciples
这次我回去那个门徒两个字给我很深很深的感受
this time when I went back to Taiwan this word disciple really touched my heart
主耶稣没有要我们去传福音叫他们做信徒
the Lord did not call us to preach gospel so that they can become believers
也不是做教徒
or religious people
还是要做门徒
But disciples
你知道门徒的特质是什么
You know the characteristics of disciples
门徒就是被主耶稣呼召
They're the ones that are called by the Lord
来
Come
跟随我
Follow me
所以每一个门徒都是要被主耶稣呼召的
So every disciple is called by the Lord
来跟随我
Come and follow me
所以你知道他们门徒出去的时候
So the disciples are sent
每一个人都从他们身上看见
Everyone will see on them.
他们身上有一些东西。
That they have something.
有一个国度。
There's a kingdom.
有一个权柄。
There's a power.
有能力。
There's authority.
在他们的里面。
On them, within them.
是世人不认识的。
And that the world does not know.
所以他们会被那个里面的国度震撼。
So that the world will be shaken by the kingdom within them.
他们会问这是什么？
They will ask.What is this?
为什么我们不认识?
How is that we do not know about it?
这到底是什么福分?
What is this blessing?
怎么我们没有得到?
How come we do not have?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这叫做门徒。
And this is disciple.
门徒就是要把耶稣基督显给人看。
Disciples are to show people Jesus Christ.
看啊,
Behold,
羔羊,
the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽的
Take away the sin of the world.
看啊, 神的羔羊,
Behold, the Lamb of God.
人家就要来跟随
and people will come and follow.
所以弟兄姊妹们我们都要 做门徒
We ought to be disciples
每一个人都是门徒
Every one of us
我们现在回去我们也是告诉我们那边现在主给我们30个弟兄姊妹
Now the Lord has given us more than 30 brothers and sisters in Taiwan and we teach them this
每一个人都是门徒
Everyone is a disciple
每一个人都是门徒
Everyone is a disciple
你要去影响人
And you have to influence
你要去得到人
And obtain
你要叫人因着你跟随耶稣
That people will follow Jesus because of you
所以每一个人都要从主耶稣那里得到门徒的托付
So everyone shall receive the commission of being a disciple from the Lord
也要从主得到门徒的权柄
And to receive the authority of disciples
传福音
To preach the gospel
医治病人
And to heal the sick
赶逐污鬼
Cast out demons
这是主耶稣做的三件事
And these are the three things that Jesus did
门徒也是被赋予这样的权柄
And the disciples were given the same authority
主要把权柄给门徒
The Lord will give authority to disciples
弟兄姊妹们这个时代我们需要圣灵的权柄
And in this age we need the power of the Holy Spirit
耶稣基督的国
The kingdom of Jesus Christ
肉眼不能看
The eyes cannot see
灵里面会碰到
But spirit can feel it
这个国
and this kingdom
比看得见的国
is compared to the kingdom that we see
还要实在
it's even more real than the kingdom that we see
还要有能力
it's more powerful than the kingdoms we see
还要丰富
and it's more rich
这是我们所见证的国
and this is the kingdom we testify for
所以弟兄姊妹们我们要充满了信心、啊、
so let's be filled of faith
神的国托在我们的身上
because the kingdom of God is commissioned to us
我们是他国度的见证
and we're the witnesses of his kingdom
我们是面对黑暗的权势
and when we face what we face is the kingdom of darkness
我们要把仇敌的国从这个地上赶出去的
and we will cast away the kingdom of the enemy from this world
神要在这里掌权的
because God wants to reign here
所以神要从我们身上来掌权
and God wants to reign through us
我知道这段时间我们正在讲赞美
I know we've been talking about praising.
这个题目实在很好。
It's such a good topic.
我发现我回去了以后。
After I went back to Taiwan.
因为我住得很远，离他们很远。
Because I live far away from the meeting place.
我们很难得机会聚在一起。
So it's hard for us to meet with the brothers and sisters.
所以我们早上主就感动我打电话。
So the Lord taught me to call people in the morning.
一大早就把他们挖起来。
So that I will call people to wake them up.
电话里头跟他们祷告。
And I pray with them on the phone.
然后我发现每次电话里祷告的时候
And every time I pray over the phone
我觉得你们也可以用啊
I think you can do the same too
啊，当我们在祷告的时候
When we pray over the phone
哎，主好像忽然把他的权柄
It seems like all of a sudden the Lord will give us his authority
把他的荣耀
And his glory
把他的能力
And his power
就在我们祷告中的时候
And just while we're praying
就在我们两个祷告中的时候
Just we're praying over the phone
临到我们中间了
It will come among us.
啊，我们就被圣灵充满。
It will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，那个话都祷告不出来了。
And we will become speechless.
所以我们就用主给我们的方言，我们就赞美。
And we'll praise with our tongues.
啊，真的是很兴奋。
It's so exciting.
每次祷告完，我们知道主在我们中间。
Every time we pray, we know that God is with us.
两三个人奉主的名
Two or three gather in my name
主说我就在你们中间
The Lord says I will be in the midst of you
两个人主的国度都可以来的
Even two people can bring down the kingdom of God
所以弟兄姊妹们我们要来学习赞美
So let's learn how to praise
赞美是神儿女的特权
It's our privilege
我要请大家来看一处圣经诗篇二十二篇
Let's turn to Psalm 22
诗篇二十二篇
Psalm 22
我们找到一起读好吧第三节
Verse 3
但你是圣洁的是用以色列的赞美为宝座的我们再读一遍但你是圣洁的是用以色列的赞美为宝座的你知道 这篇诗篇是主耶稣受难的预言诗对不对
And this psalm is a prophecy of Jesus suffering
特别是主耶稣在十字架上最大的痛苦喊出我的神你为什么离弃我
It prophesied the greatest pain of Jesus on the cross He cried out my God, why have you forsaken me
弟兄姊妹们在耶稣为我们人类付最大痛苦代价的时候
When Jesus paid the greatest price for mankind
他好像眼看着神已经把他弃绝
He just saw God forsaken
他连他的祖先也不如
He was not evenas good as his forefathers
甚至他连一般的人都不如
not even as good as other men
他好像他只是一个虫啊大家第六节 他说但我是虫
but as if he was just a worm
他不像是人啊
he did not look like a man even
在主耶稣受到这种非人的对待的里面
when he was mistreated
他摸到一件事
he touched one thing
你是圣的
That you are holy.
你是圣的。
You are holy.
你是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
And you are enthroned on the praises of Israel.
哦，当他在这里发现到那个罪的可怕的时候。
When he discovered the pain, the sorrow of sin.
神跟罪是不能并列的。
That God cannot be together. Because God cannot be with sin.
他是圣。
Because he's holy.
He lives in the light
that man cannot approach.
没有人能够靠近神的。
No one can come near God.
所以诗篇二十四篇里面讲，谁能登耶和华的山呢？
That's why Psalm 24 says, "Who can climb the mountain of the Lord?"
谁能够站在他的圣所呢？
Who can stand in His holy place?
面对这位圣洁的神，
facing this holy God,
没有人能够来靠近他。
No one can approach Him.
他太圣洁，
because He's so holy.
他太完全，
He's so complete and perfect.
他是配得赞美的，
He's worthy of all praises.
他只有一个地方可以居住。
So he can only dwell in one place.
赞美。
Praise.
敬拜。
Praise and worship.
在天上只有敬拜跟赞美围绕着他。
In heaven, he's encircled and surrounded by worship and praise.
因为他就是那一位，你只能用赞美来对待，来表达他，向他表达的那一位。
Because you can only express to him with praises.
你不可能再用别的情感，别的情绪来到他面前了。
It's impossible to express any other emotion before him.
因为他太荣耀了。
Because he's so glorious.
他太完美。
He's so perfect.
所以以色列要来赞美他。
So Israel will praise him.
只有以色列的人配来赞美他。
Only Israel is worthy to praise him.
以色列是他的选民。
Because Israel are his chosen people.
他跟亚伯兰立约了以后，拣选了他们来亲近神。
Because he chose Israel.With a covenant with Abraham.
所以以色列人只能够用赞美把这位神带来。
So Israel can only bring God down with their praises.
你知道神要来到我们当中。
God wants to come to us.
只有一种情况。
But there's only one way.
只有一种情况。
Only one way.
我们摸到他的圣洁。
That if we touch His holiness,
摸到他的荣耀，
and we realize His glory,
我摸到他的全能，
and we touch His power,
我摸到他的丰富的时候，
and His riches,
弟兄姊妹们，你没有办法表达了。
There's no other way to express all these.
你也不可能安安静静的坐在那里了。
It's impossible for us to sit still quietly.
你必须要有所反应了。
You have to respond.
那你用你最深的灵魂体的力量，
with the depth and all the power of your physical strength and
你来向他表
spiritual strength，
向他表达的时候，
and you express this to him，
那个叫做赞美，
and that is called praise，
那个叫做赞美，
and that is called praise。
只有当我们用赞美的时候，神才能够被带到我们的当中。
Only when we praise him that he can be brought down to our midst。
就像我们的这个布希总统要出巡的话，
Just like if President Bush is going to take a trip，
他不会就是自己开了车就出来的，不会的。
He will not just drive a car by himself，
他前面一定要有人替他开道的。
There will be escorts，
现在有好多摩托车的警队警车，警车在前面开道。
There will be motorcycles and police cars to escort him，
再来一辆一辆的警车，对不对？
And all these cars in front of
the car， 再来一些黑的轿车。
And then someA black car.
你不知道他坐哪一辆轿车里头。
And you don't know which black car he sits in there.
在他后面有一排的轿车。
And then there will be more cars behind him.
然后一堆警车。
And then more police cars.
最后在摩托车，警察的摩托车。
And motorcycles.
这样才能把总统带来。
And this is how they bring the president over here.
因为那是他的身份。
Because that's his position, his role.
那是他的地位。
And that's his role.
我们要把我们的神迎来。
We want to welcome and usher our God here.
我们只能用我们的赞美把他迎来。
And we can only bring him here with our praise.
因为他只有在赞美的里面才跟他相称。
Because only praise can match up what
he is. 跟他的身份相称。
To match up his position.
为了让我们可以用赞美把他带来。
In order for us to bring him down with our praise.
所以需要有诗篇二十二篇。
We need...there's Psalm 22.
需要主耶稣在十字架上那么痛苦的祷告。
That Jesus has to pray in such great pain on the cross.
你知道为什么吗？
You know why?
因为我们的堕落。
Because of our fall.
因为我们的生命被败坏。
Because our life has been corrupted.
我们跟他的性情不能相称。
That we do not match up his holy nature.
我们已经不配来到他的圣洁光中。
We are not worthy to come before his holy light.
为了让我们还可以用赞美把他引来，必须有一个十字架。
In order for us to still praise Him, there has to be a cross.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你知道今天我们能够赞美。
Now you know today that we are able to praise Him.
如果没有主耶稣在十字架上的那个呼喊，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Without his cry on the cross, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
没有主耶稣在十字架上那个最深的痛苦和被咒诅的经历。
Without his deep sorrow and painful being cursed condition.
今天你我要赞美。
Today, if we want to praise,
我们也无从赞美起。
There's nothing for us to praise about.
我们没有赞美的灵。
Because we do not have the spirit of praising.
我们没有赞美的地位。
We do not have this position to praise.
我们也没有赞美的话。
And we do not have words to praise.
所以我们要去一个罪人要去赞美神。
For a sinner to praise God.
那是不可能的事。
It is impossible.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，为了要让以色列可以赞美。
In order for Israel to praise God.
耶稣基督要付那么大的代价。
Jesus Christ has to pay such a great price.
他必须死在十字架上。
He has die on the cross
让我们被洗得洁白
so that we can be washed white as snow
让我们成为圣洁没有瑕疵
that we can be holy and blameless
所以我们可以赞美
that we can praise God
我们可以赞美
we can praise God
哦，我们可以赞美
we can praise God
弟兄姊妹们我们要享受
let's enjoy this
十字架带给我们的权利
that the privilege the cross has brought us
让我们用我们的赞美来归给神
so that let's give all our praises to God
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有享受过那个真正在圣灵引导下的赞美
？Have you ever enjoyed the praise led by the Holy Spirit？
啊，那个赞美要把你带到天上去。
That praise will bring you to heaven。
要把天带到地上来。
And will bring heaven down to earth。
神要来到我们的赞美中。
God will come in our midst。
当我们赞美的时候
，When we praise Him，
神的宝座来到这里。
God's throne will come in our midst.
很多的神迹奇事
And all the miracles and wonders.
很多的病得医治
And sick will be healed.
很多的鬼被赶出去
And demons will be cast away.
很多受伤的灵魂得到医治
The wounded will be healed.
因为赞美
Because of praise.
因为赞美
Because of praise.
神来到我们中间
God comes in our midst.
神来到我们中间
God comes in our midst.
我们就得到了自由
Then we will be free.
圣灵就运行在我们当中。
And the Holy Spirit will work among us.
所以这句话是非常宝贝的一句话。
So this is such a precious verse.
但你是圣洁的。
Yet you are holy.
你是用以色列的赞美做你的宝座的。
Enthroned on the praises of Israel.
以色列在十字架的救恩的底下。
Because Israel is under the salvation of the cross.
他们得到一个地位。
They have received this position.
他们可以向着宝座中的羔羊来赞美。
They can praise the Lamb on the throne.
他们可以用尽他们的全身尽心尽性尽意尽力来赞美神
They can praise God with all their strength all their heart or all their might and all their power
我们的神就在我们的赞美中来了
And our God will come in the midst of our praise
弟兄姊妹们我们要宝贝这样的给我们的恩典
Let's cherish this grace given to us
啊，当神的荣耀真的临到的时候
When God's glory does come
祭司都不能够站立了。
Even priests cannot stand still.
当神的荣耀那么强烈来到的时候。
When the glory of God powerfully comes.
啊，我们都要趴在地上。
We will all prostrate before Him.
我们只能俯伏来敬拜。
We can only bow down and worship.
这是主给我们太大的福分。
And this is a great privilege and blessing.
那你知道，当保罗这个人很认识神啊。
And Paul knows God.
保罗体会到。保罗最好的赞美在什么地方你知道吗
You know when Paul gave his best praise
谁知道保罗的赞美赞美的保罗很多的赞美啊
Paul prays very often
保罗常常写信写到一半的时候罗马第八章到了后面他受不了他开始唱灵歌了
Paul often started his spiritual praise in the midst of his epistles
你知道还有一卷书保罗的赞美很多的是哪一所哪一卷
Do you know any book that Paul writes a lot of praises.
哪一卷？你看我的讲义就知道哈，答案都已经有了哈。以弗所书是保罗一个最高的赞美。
Ephesians.
我们请大家来看一下，我们翻一下以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
保罗最高最高的赞美就是他摸到神的旨意的时候。
The highest of his praise is when he touched the will of God.
啊。保罗在以弗所第一章里面，他就是一直，他们说只有一句话哈，一气呵成的哈。我们没有办法全部读，因为时间关系，我请大家只读第六节。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6.
第六节我们一起读来，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。再读一遍，来，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。好，我们再读第十二节。
Verse 12。
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。又有一个得到称赞。我们再读第十四节。
Verse 14。
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。这里面连着讲三个称赞，称赞。
Three times in a row to the praise of His glory。
那我想以弗所书大家也都查过，我相信这边也交通过哈。
We all have read the book of Ephesians。
这讲到我们的神三方面的恩典。
There's three folds, three aspects of God's grace。
第一个是我们父那边出来的恩典。
The first is from our Father.
父的恩典是什么呢？
What is the grace of our Father?
你们记不记得？
Do you remember?
在这一段这一句第六节前面提了两件事。
Before verse 6,
神给我们两个大的属灵福分。
The Lord has given us two spiritual blessings.
你们记不记得？第一个是什么？啊？大声一点，有没有？拣选我们，对没有？创立世界以前，在基督里拣选我们。
That He chose us in Him before the creation of the world.
好，这是我们所看到的哈。第一个拣选我们，拣选我们叫我们干什么呢
？Why did He choose us？
拣选我们，让我们得到一个什么样的地位？
So、be,
在他的面前怎么样？成为圣洁、
holy,
无有瑕疵，对不对
？That we can be holy and blameless in His sight.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道这是一个太没有办法用言语来形容的一件事啊。
This is just something we cannot express with words.
以弗所书比启示录都差不多，都很难读的，天书一本。
Ephesians is just like Revelation. It's a book from heaven. It's hard to read.
头一个，为什么保罗说我们要赞美？因为父拣选我们，叫我们在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。这是第一个恩典。第二个恩典是什么
？Paul says we ought to praise God because He chose us in Jesus Christ to be holy and blameless in His sight. This is the first blessing, first grace.
第二个恩典是什么
？What's the second grace?
预定我们借着耶稣基督得什么？儿子的名分，有没有？
That we can be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ.
在我每次讲以弗所书的时候，我都要特别祷告。
I always have to pray hard before I talk about the book of Ephesians.
也要请你们特别祷告。
And I pray that you will pray too.
因为是天书啊。
Because this is a book from heaven.
里面有很多的玄妙的道理在里头。
There are many mysteries in this book.
天机不大容易让人明白的。
And they are hard to understand.
所以我们要祷告。
Therefore, we ought to pray.
圣灵开启我们。
May the Lord open our eyes.
这里提了两件事，弟兄姊妹，这太关键了。
Two key things are here.
第一个叫我们成为圣洁。
First, that we will become holy.
没有瑕疵。
Without blemish.
请大家一起跟我讲，圣洁没有瑕疵。
Let's say it together: holy and blameless.
圣洁没有瑕疵。
Holy and blameless.
我们跟旁边对讲一下好不好
圣
洁没有瑕疵 holy and blameless. 弟兄姊妹们 我再进一步问你哈 你敢不敢接受这么大的祝福
Do you dare to receive such big blessing?
我要成为圣洁啊
That I will be holy.
我要没有瑕疵啊
Blameless.
我不知道你反应怎么样
I don't know how you will respond to it.
我以前读到这里的时候我就觉得主啊 impossible.
When I read this before, I would say, Lord, it's impossible.
真的是 impossible.
It's indeed impossible.
也许保罗可以
Maybe Paul.
也许约翰可以
Maybe John.
也许但以理可以
Maybe Daniel.
可能亚伯拉罕可以
Maybe Abraham.
不是我
But definitely not me.
你找错人了
Maybe you picked the wrong person.
我怎么可能成为圣洁
How can I be holy?
没有瑕疵
And blameless.
我一想到圣洁
Whenever I think about holiness,
你马上就可以想到神的标准。
Then you think about God's standard.
我怎么可能像神那样
？How can I be like God?
圣洁
，Holy，
圣洁
，Holy，
圣洁
，Holy，
没有瑕疵
，Blameless。
弟兄姊妹们，这是神要做的事。
But this is something God will do.
神说我在创立世界以前。
God says, before the creation of the world,
我就在基督里面拣选你们。
In Jesus Christ, I have chosen you.
我要你们成为圣洁。
That you will be holy.
我要你成为圣洁。
I will make you holy.
我叫你无可瑕疵。
That you will be blameless.
弟兄姊妹们，这是第一个恩典。
This is the first grace.
第二个恩典。
Second grace.
预定我们。
He predestined us.
借着耶稣基督。
Through Jesus Christ.
得到什么？
That we will receive.
儿子的名分。
The sonship.
请问我，请问你，你是谁的儿子？
Let me ask you, whose son are you?
你是谁的儿子？
Whose son are you?
啊？我好像没有听得很清楚，再听一遍好不好？
Sons of God.
原谅我叹口气哈，包括我自己都是一样。我常常发现一件事哈。
I often discover this.
因为我们对这件事情的看法跟认知，因为我们对一件事情的看法跟认知
，because of understanding about something，
就会影响我们这个人的情绪
，and this understanding will affect our emotion，
也会影响我们的心境
，and it will affect our mood。
弟兄姊妹，这是很实在的事哈。
And this is something very real。
所以如果今天你中了 lottery 里面的第一特奖
，if you won the lotto。
你的第一特奖，你得到你会什么反应
？What would you react to it,
David？ 你会怎么反应 ，David？ David 鱼、
David 鱼，
这边好多 David 哈，我问那个 David 鱼，你如果中了第一特奖，你会怎么反应？你听到声音就知道那叫假的第一特奖。
It doesn't sound very real.
因为不是真的，我说如果，对不对
？Because the question is if.
假如他真的得到第一特奖。
Say if he really won.
电视里面一爆出来，他一看，哇，是他。
And then he realized that's him.
你猜他会怎么样
？Guess what he would do.
他会对老师说，妈，我得到第一特奖喽。会不会这样
？Do you think he would say, "Mother, I won the first prize"?
会不会这样
？Do you think he would do that?
他最起码脚会离开地的，你知道吧
？At least he would jump off the floor.
最好会往上蹦一下的。
At least he would jump for it.
啊，像我们上了50岁跳不动了，他们年轻人哇就碰到天花板了，对不对？你真的兴奋的时候，你怎么按捺得住
？How can you hold your excitement?
所以你知道，当我们真知道一件事的时候
，So if we truly know,
我们真的享受到一个大福分的时候
，And we enjoy some.Great blessing.
我们会按捺不住的，你知道吧
？We cannot hold ourselves.
所以我说，我刚才听说你们说你们是神的儿子。
So when I heard you say, "Oh, you are sons of God,"
我听起来觉得有点不太像。
Doesn't sound like it.
啊，今天不惜儿子不在这里。如果我今天说不惜儿子，请你站起来。
But if we say, "Okay, the child of President Bush."
我相信当他站起来的时候，他绝对是很有那个架势。
I'm sure when he stands up, he will look like it.
啊，那我们旁边都会，哦，你在这里啊。
We say, "Wow, didn't know you're here."
弟兄姊妹们，只是一个布希的儿子呢。
But he's just a president's son.
因为他老爸很特别。
Because his father is special.
所以他儿子不管他怎么样，因为有他老爸撑腰，就很特别。
So the son, no matter what kind of person he is, he's special.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有感觉得到我们的老爸是谁
？Have you felt who our father is?
我的肉身爸爸坐在这里啊，我现在讲了另外一个哈。
My natural father is here, but I'm talking about my.
当然，我做我爸儿子，我已经很荣幸了哈。我真的很兴奋。
I really feel very honored to be my father's son.
每年父亲节、母亲这个感恩节，我都会想到我做我爸儿子，我就觉得很荣耀。
Every time, every Father's Day or Thanksgiving, I always feel honored to be
my father's son. 因为真的神给我们一个非常好的爸爸妈妈做我们的父母来喂养我们。
Because God has given us very great parents to raise us.
但是我想到神背后还有个更伟大的一位。
But then when I think about there's someone even greater.
天上的父。
Heavenly Father.
天上的父。
Father in heaven.
他是我的父。
He is my father.
他是我的父。
He is my father.
我是他的儿子。
And I'm his child.
我是他的儿子。
I'm his child.
弟兄姊妹们，我真的要奉劝你。
So I would advise you.
你走出去介绍你自己的时候
，When you introduce yourself，
不要光介绍地上的 title。
Don't just introduce the title on earth。
最后一定要加上一句。
You at the end, you always have to say。
我的老爸。
My father。
是。天上的父。
It's the Father in heaven。
弟兄姊妹们，你真的要有这个勇气。
Let's have this courage。
你有这个荣耀。
Because we have this glory。
约翰福音第一章里面讲，接待他的就是信他名的人，有没有？
Because a gospel according to John says, whoever receives him,
他就赐他什么？
He will give them.
考考你们圣经，赐给他什么？权柄。
He will give them right.
给你一个权柄。
He will give them a right.
给你一个权柄。
A right, a privilege.
做神的儿女。
To be children of God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道做神的儿女那是一个特权。
It's a privilege to be children of God.
我们是神的儿女，那是一个特权。
It's a privilege to be children of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你真的应该常常抬头挺胸的。
So we ought to walk straight.
你在世人的面前。
In front of the world.
你是很荣耀的。
We're glorious.
你要跟他们讲。
You have to tell them.
不要随便惹我。
Don't mess up with me.
不要随便碰我。
Don't touch me.
啊，我是碰不得的。
I'm not untouchable.
你要小心对待我。
Be careful with me.
你知道我老爸是谁吗？
You know who my father is.
你知道我老爸是谁吗？
You know who my father is.
讲出来你就会昏倒。
If I tell you, you will faint.
天上的神是我的爸爸。
God in heaven is my dad.
你小心。
Be careful.
以前我们小的时候，我们在外面受人家被人家欺负的时候，我们都说我告我爸爸哦。
When we were little, whenever we were taken advantage of, we would always say, "I'll tell my dad."
嗯，对方一听到我们喊爸爸，把爸爸拉出来，他就收敛三分了，对不对
？And then people would start to restrain themselves if I bring out my dad.
地上爸爸都很有权威的啦。
See, even our natural fathers have authorities.
天上的父。
Let alone heavenly father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们的天父。
Our heavenly Father.
我们是他的儿子。
We are His children.
我们是他的儿子。
We are His sons.
你做过父母，你就知道。
If you've been parents, you know.
你怎么带你的孩子
？How you treat your children?
你怎么对你的儿子
？How do you treat your son?
刚才我们听的那个故事。
The story that we heard just now.
那就是其中一个爸爸的心。
That was one of father's heart.
所有的一切都为他预备。
He prepared everything for his son.
这叫做父子关系。
And this such is a relationship between father and son.
你是天父的儿子。
But you are a son of the heavenly father.
你是天父的儿子。
You are sons of heavenly father.
你的爸爸不为你想吗？
Don't you think your father will care for you?
你爸爸的眼睛不盯在你身上吗？
Don't you think your father's eyes are on you?
他不一天到晚在那里替你打算，替你想。
Don't you think he's planning out everything for you?
什么是对你最好的吗？
Don't you think he's trying his best to provide what's the best?
这是我们做他的儿女的特权。
And this is our privilege of being his children.
做神的儿女是特权。
It's a privilege to be God's children.
弟兄姊妹们，真的，我们要求主帮助我们哈。
May the Lord help us.
我常常最近这个点，我才被更新啊。
I've been renewed and reminded of this point.
一想到天父。
Whenever I think of my heavenly Father.
特别我们现在去了以后，是一个新的开始。
Especially when our church is at a new beginning.
是一个新的。
It's a brand new.
什么都没有。
We don't have anything.
什么都没有，知道我们的也没几个人。
We don't have anything, and hardly anyone knows us.
可能我们有各方面的需要，对不对
？Maybe we have all kinds of needs.
可是当我一想到
，But whenever I think of，
我有一个天父啊。
I have a heavenly father.
他是我的父。
He is my father.
千山的牛，万山的羊都是他的。
All the cattle and sheep on hills are his.
地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的。
The earth and everything in it.
都属耶和华。
All belongs to the Lord.
都是神的。
They're all His.
都是父的。
They're all the Father's.
当然是我的。
Of course, they are also mine.
弟兄姊妹们，有没有这个信心啊
？Do you have this confidence?
我们真的要培养这样的信心啊
！Let's have this faith.
有这个信心，我们就称颂。
If we have this faith, we shall praise him.
我们就要把颂赞归给他。
We will give him all his praises.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神在创世以前就做的事。
Because God has done this before the creation of the world.
那你说我们堕落了，对不对
？But then you say, but we have fallen.
啊，我们堕落了，神没有失败。
We have fallen, but God has not failed.
你愿意的话，请你读一下哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
第一章21、22节，我们一起读。这也是很棒的一句话，来。
Colossians.Chapter 1, verses 21 to 22.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。弟兄姊妹们，以弗所书的那句话。
The verse that we just read in Ephesians.
以弗所书叫我们在他面前成为圣洁，对不对
？That we will be holy and blameless in His sight.
无有瑕疵，对不对
？Blameless in His sight.
现在神做成了没有
？And now has God done it?
做成了没有
？Has God done it?
做成了。哥罗西书保罗说了。
In Colossians, Paul said this.
叫我们来到他的面前，怎么样
？That we be present before Him.
成为圣洁。
Holy.
无有瑕疵
without blemish,
无可责备
free from accusation,
把我们完全怎么样引到父的面前有没有
will be presentable before him.
弟兄姊妹们这是借着耶稣基督十架做成的
through the cross of Jesus Christ it is accomplished
啊，我们真的要会用这个恩典啊
so we ought to use this grace
什么时候你觉得你不配到神面前的时候
whenever you feel you're unworthy to come before God
借着他的肉身受死
Through the death of his physical body,
叫我们与自己和好
that we are reconciled to God,
叫我们成为圣洁了
that we be holy,
没有瑕疵
without blemish,
无可责备
without accusation,
引到神的面前
be presented before God.
第二个阶段
second stage,
耶稣基督做的
what Jesus has done.
我们读一节圣经就好
let's read another verse.
我们读第七节，以弗所第一章第七节哈
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
好，我们一起读来。我们借着爱子的血，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。好，我们就读一句话：我们借着爱子的血得蒙了救赎。
That we have redemption through His blood.
过犯得到赦免。
The forgiveness of sins.
是照着他丰富的恩典。
And according to the riches of God's grace.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣做的这个恩典。
So the grace that Jesus has accomplished.
叫我们不仅在神的计划里头有份
Not only that we partake in God's eternal plan
也叫我们在那个实际的地位上有份
We also obtain this position
耶稣已经做成了
Because Jesus has done it
我们的罪已经得赦了
Our sins were forgiven
你相信你的罪已经得赦了请你举手不要看别人
Please raise your hand if you believe that your sins have been forgiven
你相信你的罪已经得赦了请你把手举起来
Raise your hand if you believe that your sins have been forgiven
弟兄姊妹们，既然我们的罪得赦免
，Since our sins have been forgiven，
我们是不是可以来到父的面前
？Do you think we can come before the Father？
可不可以
？Can we？
可以，是不是可以坦然无惧
？Can we come before Him with boldness？
我们是不是成为圣洁
？Are we holy？
没有瑕疵
？Without blemish？
来到神面前
？Come before God？
是不是
？Do you think so？
声音不像，是不是
？Is it true？
还不太像，是不是
？Is it true？
大概可能昨天睡得太晚了哈，我们精神不太够啊，我发现到哈，弟兄姊妹们，我们可以来到神的面前。
Yes, we can come before God.
那你要干嘛
？And what do we do when we come?
要把他的颂赞什么
？We will give
归给神，对不对
？Him the praise.
是不是应该归给神？你知道，我记得我听有一个传道人在讲道的时候。
I remember one preacher once said.
他讲到神的话的时候。
When he talk about God's words,
他常常会讲
He always says,
你们怎么还坐在那里
Why is that you're still sitting there?
你们怎么还坐在那里
How come you're still sitting there?
我现在有点体会了
Now I can feel a little bit.
我真的觉得如果可能的话我要在这边跳
If possible, I want to jump.
那当然我想不能我一个人跳了
But I can't jump alone.
你们要陪着我一起跳啊
You have to jump with me.
所以你们不能坐在椅子上
So you can't just stand still.
用什么如果我们真的知道神的话是那么真实的话
If we truly believe God's words are true
你真的要大声的跳起来赞美他
We ought to shout and jump and praise him
我们可以坦然地来到他的面前。
Because we can come before him with boldness and confidence.
圣洁没有瑕疵。
Because we are holy and without blame.
无可责备。
Free from accusation.
来到他的面前。
Come before God.
你知道神要把多少的祝福给我们？
You know how much blessing God will give to us?
最后是圣灵做的。
Because the last step is what's done by the Holy Spirit.
我们读一下第十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得到称赞。弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们父子圣灵三方面的工作了。
So these are the works of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
父在创立世界以前就在基督里拣选我们。
The Father has chosen us in Christ Jesus before creation of the world.
叫我们成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
That we be holy and without blemish.
叫我们得到儿子的名分。
That we will receive sonship.
我们是他的儿子。
We are his sons.
然后耶稣基督来了以后，借着他所流的血，叫我们的过犯得到赦免。
Then Jesus Christ came and through his blood our sins were forgiven.
我们得到救赎了。
That we would redeem.
过犯得到赦免。
Sins forgiven.
我们可以坦然来到他的座前。
That we can come before his throne with confidence.
然后亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Then
现在是圣灵要做了。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵怎么做呢？
What does the Holy Spirit do?
当你一听福音的时候，
When we hear this gospel,
你一明白真理的时候，
Then we realize and understand the truth.
你就受了圣灵的印记。
Then we receive the seal of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就在你的里面打一个印记。
Now the Holy Spirit seal on you.
说你是神的。
That you are God.
你是神的产业。
You are God's possession.
你也要得到神的产业。
And you will receive God's possession, inheritance.
这个产业我们从得救开始就在得。
And now we have been receiving this inheritance since the moment we were saved.
我们接受神的话。
We receive God's word.
我们接受神的爱。
We receive God's love.
神的赦免。
And God's forgiveness.
神的医治。
And God's healing.
神的应许。
And God's promise.
神的能力。
God's power.
神的恩赐。
God's gift.
神的权柄。
God's authority.
神的能力。
God's power.
我们都在经历。
And we're experiencing all these.
这些都成为我们的产业。
And these are becoming our inheritance.
但是还不是真正的产业。
But these are not the ultimate inheritance.
一直到什么时候？
Until when?
到什么时候？
Until when?
神的，我得到我们的神之名被赎。
Until the redemption of God's people.
这个神之名被赎是指的什么？
When is this?
得到我们的身体被赎。
That our body will be redeemed.
等到有一天我们身体要改变。
Until one day our body will transform.
我们的身体要变成一个荣耀的身体。
We will have a glorious body.
你知道那一段圣经讲的吗？哥林多前书第十五章五十一节里面讲到，在末次号筒吹响的时候，在一霎时眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，我们的身体要什么？改变。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 51 says, At the last sound of the trumpet, in the twinkling of the eye, that our body will be transformed.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道你的身体要改变吗？
Do you know that your body will be transformed?
知道请举手。
Raise your hand if you know that your body will be transformed.
好，请放下。还有很多人不大清楚哈。你知道神给我们的救恩的最终一个目，最终的目标是什么？
You know the ultimate salvation that we will have?
我们身体三部分，灵魂身体，对不对？
Because we have body, soul, and spirit.
我们的灵先得救。
And our spirit is saved first.
我们的魂要被改变。
And our soul will be transformed.
最后是我们的身体什么？
And lastly, our body will be redeemed.
我们的身体要被改变。
And our body will change.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章里面讲到说，我们要一同被提在空中与主什么相会。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 says, We will all be raptured and meet the Lord in the middle of the air.
我们要被提啊。
We'll be raptured.
如果我们一直等到主来。
If we wait until the Lord comes.
我们如果等到主来的时候，我们还没经过死亡，我们的身体要被改变。
If we haven't died when the Lord comes, then our body will transform.
但如果不信，我们主还没有来之前，我们就先睡了，也没有关系。
But if we pass away before the Lord comes, that's okay too.
为什么呢？因为帖撒罗尼迦前书告诉我们，我们这些睡的人会先起来。
Because First Thessalonians tells us that those who have been sleeping will wake up first.
我们这些睡着的人会先起来。
Those who have been asleep will wake up first.
然后我们先被改变。
And then we will be changed.
然后我们被提到空中。
We will be raptured into heaven.
然后才轮到这些还活的人。
Then it's those who are still alive.
我们还活在地上的人，我们要被改变。
If we're still alive, then our body will be transformed.
然后我们一起被提。
We'll all be raptured together.
要被提到空中。
Into the middle of the air.
这是最后的救恩终点。
And this is the last stage of our salvation.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的身体被改变了以后。
After our body is transformed.
我们就带着荣耀的身躯。
And with this glorious body,
我们进到荣耀里。
We enter into eternal glory.
我们进到永远的荣耀里。
We enter into eternal glory.
那个叫做永生。
And that is eternal life.
我们要进入到那个永远的永远里。
We enter into the eternity of eternity.
弟兄姊妹们啊，要真的应该很兴奋的啊。
So exciting.
这是很兴奋的事啊。
This is something very exciting.
地上的事都要结束了。
And all the things on earth will end.
神要把我们带到永远的里面。
And the Lord will bring us into eternity.
在那个永远的里面，我们享受的福分。
In eternity, we will enjoy blessing and grace.
跟我们今生都很有关系的。
And then will not have anything to do with what we do here.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一生来追求主。
So all our life, we pursue the Lord.
我们经历他。
We experience Him.
我们得到他的福分。
We receive His blessing.
将来我们在永世的里面
But on that day in eternity,
我们可以化成无穷尽的赞美
Those things will turn into everlasting praise
啊，那实在是一件太荣耀的事
What a glorious thing that would be
所以弟兄姊妹们我们这一生我们都要来经历他的
Throughout our life we ought to experience him
刚才我们讲的那三个是神的永远的旨意的爱
So the three things we talk about, they pertain to God's eternal will.
他用永远的爱来爱我们。
He loves us with everlasting love.
用永远的爱爱我们。
Love us with everlasting love.
一爱我们就爱我们到底。
He loves us and He loves us to the end.
一直到永世。
Until eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们是很尊贵的。
So we're so honored.
我们这次回去的时候，我们弟兄姊妹不多。
In our church, we don't have many brothers and sisters.
很多人原来我在高雄的时候，他们都不大聚会的。
Some of them they hardly went to church when I was in Taiwan.
啊，经过一段时间，他们被主得到了。
But after a while, they've been revived.
他们现在开始渴慕主。
And now they long for the Lord.
我在看他们的时候。
When I look at them.
弟兄姊妹们，如果从人的眼光来看。
From man's perspective.
好像他们离认识主还有好大一段距离。
Seems that they're still far away from knowing the Lord.
但是我觉得很特别。
But it's something special.
我这次回去以后。
This time after I went back.
主给我一个新的眼光。
The Lord gave me a new eyesight.
让我从永远的里面来看。
That I get to see people from the perspective of eternity.
从神的永远的旨意里面来看。
From the perspective of God's eternal will.
我就发现每一个人都不一样。
Then everyone looks different to me.
弟兄姊妹们，每一个人都不一样。
Everyone looks different to me.
因为他们在神的眼中都是很特别。
Because they are all very special in God's eyes.
他们在神眼中真的很特别。
Because they are indeed special in God's eyes.
神对每一个人都有他独特的旨意。
Because God has a special purpose for everyone.
因为全世界只有他那么一个人。
Because in the world, there's only him.
双胞胎都不会一模一样。
Even twins are not identical.
他就是他。
He is him.
他就是很独特。
And he's very special.
他被造就是很独特。
He was uniquely created.
神在拣选他就更独特。
And then God chose him, so he's even more special.
神现在又呼召他，那就是更特别了。
And now God calls him, so that makes him even more special.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人在神的眼中都是非常非常特别的。
So we're all very unique and special in God's eyes.
这是神的眼光啊。
And this is the perspective of God.
神看我们每一个人都特别。
God sees us, everyone.
而且我们是他的杰作
And we are his masterpiece
在基督耶稣里面造成的
And formed in Christ Jesus
是要叫我们显出神的荣耀
So that we will manifest his glory
所以我们是很特别的受造
So we are special creation
弟兄姊妹我们这一生都做什么呢
And what do we do with our life
我们经历神的两面
We experience God
诗篇150篇里面讲说你们要按着因他的大能的作为来什么赞美他，对不对
？Psalm 150 says we ought to praise him for his acts of power.
要因他极美的大德来赞美他，对不对
？Praise him for his surpassing goodness, greatness.
弟兄姊妹们，我们这一生我们就经历神的两面工作。
So all throughout our life we experience these two aspects of God.
一个是神的大能。
One is God's power.
什么叫做大能呢？
What is power?
人不能做的。
Something man cannot do.
神做了。
God can.
以色列人一开始跟随主的时候。
When Israelites first follow God.
他们就在经历神的大能。
They experience God's great power.
他们还在埃及的时候，神就借着摩西的手，十个灾临到他们的身上。
When they were still in Egypt, God sent down 10 plagues through Moses.
神的手打在埃及的国土上
and God strike Egypt.
同样神的保护的手显在以色列百姓身上
and God protect Israel with his hands.
弟兄姊妹们，以色列人都在看神的作为
and Israelites were looking at God's power, powerful acts.
每一个跟随主的人都要看见神的作为
everyone who follows God has to see God's work.
他们来到红海
and then they come to the Red Sea.
他们经过红海的时候
Walk through Red Sea.
他们看见神的作为。
They saw God's great work.
红海分开了。
Red Sea parted.
他们走干地。
They walked through dry land.
以色列人下，埃及人追来了。
And the Egyptians followed them.
洪水把他们淹没。
And then they were drowned.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫神的大能。
And this is God's great power.
我们每一个跟随主的，我们都可以看见神的大能。
Every one of us who follow God will see God's great power.
你们阿们不阿们？
Do you amen?
Amen.
Amen.
完了。你身上有多少神的大能
and however much God's great power on you
在你的生命里你看见了神行了多少大能
it's up to how much powerful acts of God that you have seen in your life
弟兄姊妹们这跟我们赞美很有关系的
and it will affect our praise
你能不能够赞美神
whether you can praise God
就是你知不知道神在你身上做了些什么
it's up toIf you know what God has done for you,
你知道你在你身上发生了些什么事
If you know what has happened to you,
这些都要成为你赞美的题材，对不对？
And these all will be the topics of your praise.
从你得救开始，你要好好数。
Since you were saved, count them.
数算神的恩典。
Count your blessings.
你真的要记下来，神在你身上做了些什么事。
Write down what God has done for you.
我最近也有机会开始回想一下。
Recently, I started to reflect.
从我开始跟随主、认识主开始。
Since I started to follow the Lord, started to know the Lord.
一直到现在。
Until now.
你回过头来。
I look back.
你看一看。
Look back.
神在你身上做了什么
？What God has done for you.
有哪些事情
？What He has done.
你很清楚是神的手。
That you're clear these are God's hands.
你知道神坐在你身上的作为。
You know this is God's.Work on you.
你把它记下来。
Record them.
一个一个数。
One by one.
一个一个数。
One by one.
我只数大的。
I only count the big ones.
最少二十件。
At least 20 of them.
我只要一想到那件事，我就可以把从头到尾整个故事怎么发生的，我都可以讲清清楚楚。
When I remember them, and I can tell you all the details of this happening.
因为我知道那是神的手。
Because I know these are God's
hands. 那是神的作为。
That's God's work.
是神在中间。
God was in it.
让我们知道他是真神。
So that we know that He is the real true God.
我们要赞美他。
We ought to praise Him.
因他大能的作为来赞美。
We'll praise Him for His acts of power.
以色列一生经历太多神的作为了。
Israelites experienced so much of God's work.
这是一面我们可以赞美。
So that's something we can praise.
但是这个东西，这个作为带来的赞美不太够。
But praise all of His powerful works are not enough yet.
因为很可能我们一面经历了神迹，一面我们里头碰到为难的时候，你还会发怨言，跟以色列一样。
Because it's still possible that we have, after we have gone through all God's great powerful works, we might still complain when things bad happen.
要按着他极美的大德来赞美他。
So in other words, we still ought to praise him for his surpassing goodness.
弟兄姊妹们，你要去体会到神的性情。
Let's try to understand his nature.
我们一得救，第一个碰到的就是神的那个没有办法说的爱。
When we were first saved, we came in touch with this unspeakable love.
我们这样的人。
A sinner like us.
神竟然会爱我们。
That God loves us.
弟兄姊妹们，这个爱
and such love
就把我们的心定住了
will secure our heart
叫我们一辈子定在主的身上
that we will fix our heart on him
认定他了
that we will follow him
我们只属他了
that we only belong to him
这个十字架的爱把我们折服了
this love on the cross has overcome us
永远归给他了。
That we will become, we will belong to him forever.
弟兄姊妹们，他的大德太多了。
He has so many goodnesses.
他安慰我们。
He comforts us.
他鼓励我们。
He encourages us.
他用话语来激励我们。
And he encourages us with his words.
他用他的信实来喂养我们。
And he feeds us with his faithfulness.
所以你无论经历什么样的苦难
Whatever trials you have gone through,
你知道神的信实不改变
You know that God's faithfulness stays the
same 他的慈爱高及诸天
And then his love is above all heavens
他的信实达到穹苍了
And then his faithfulness through all the heavens
所以弟兄姊妹们我们有这样的一位神
And with such God we have
我们里面很稳定的
And our heart feels secure
外面环境
No matter what the circumstances are worldly
你知道神站在你这边的
You know that God is with you
你真的相信神在你的每一个环境中站在你这边吗
Do you believe that God is with you in all your situations?
罗马书第八章保罗怎么讲 What? 即使这样还有什么说的神若帮助我们怎么样谁能抵挡我们呢、啊、
So in Romans chapter 8 Paul says If so, what can we say? If God is for us, who can be against us?
神若帮助我们
If God is for us
谁能抵挡我们
Who can be against us
弟兄姊妹们你有没有这样的勇气
Do you have such courage
站在环境的面前
Facing your situation
站在困难的面前
Facing your trials
没有人能够来抵挡我们
That you say no one can be against me
神站在我们这边
Because God is with us
神帮助我们
God is helping us
我们是他的儿女
We are his children
他站在我们这边
He's by our side
因为我们属他的
Because we belong to him
哦，弟兄姊妹这叫我们里面太有信心了对不对
And this give us such great faith
这是我们一生都要去经历的
And it's something we ought to experience all our life
那你这个经历多了以后啊
After we experience this more and more
你碰到困难的时候
Whenever we face trial
你碰到征战的时候
We face battles
你就知道怎么运用赞美的兵器
Then we know how to use this weapon of praise
你知道那个耶利哥怎么倒的吗
You know how the city walls of Jericho fall?
光这样子绕不够的
Just by circling around it is not enough
这个是信心的动作
This is an act of faith
真正倒的那一刹那是什么时候发生的
But what caused the fall?
约书亚吩咐他们你们要什么
When Joshua commanded them
要呼喊有没有
To shout
啊，弟兄姊妹你知道我们基督徒有一个很特别的恩典
We have this special blessing and privilege.
我们的灵魂身体都有用
That we can use our spirit, soul, and our body.
不光用我们的灵
Not only that we can exercise our spirit.
不光用我们的思想、情感、意志
Or our mind, our emotion, or our will.
我们的身体谁要用
God wants to use our body too.
你知道他们那一天倒的原因是什么呢
That day, how the wall fell.
每一个人都把吃奶的力量统统拿出来
Because everyone used their greatest strength.
用尽你一生最大的力量
Use your greatest strength
做什么
What to do?
Shout 有没有
Shout
叫啊
To shout
弟兄姊妹们我跟你说哈，太安静的基督徒啊
Let me tell you those quiet Christians
打仗的时候不行
They can't fight in battles
打仗的时候需要用到你的精力
Because when you fight you need to use your strength
你需要用到你的灵魂身体的力量
You have to use the strength of your spirit, soul and body
所以你要大声的喊叫
So you have to shout loudly
证明你有信心
To prove that you have faith
证明主在你的里面得胜
Prove that God is victorious within you
所以我们要跳起来喊
So we ought to jump up and shout
你知道我们在那边聚会每次聚会主的同在都很丰富
You know, in our meetings, the Lord's presence was very abundant every time.
我记得有几次聚完会以后
There were several times after our meetings.
我觉得满到我受不了
I was filled that I could not hold it anymore.
我怎么办呢
What do I do? What do I do?
怎么让他出去呢
How can I release this?
后来我忽然想到一道我说好弟兄姊妹我喊一二三我们大声一起喊哈利路亚哈利路亚哈利路亚喊三声
So I tell brothers and sisters Okay now I'm going to count to three And then we all shout Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah
所以我喊到一二三我们每一个弟兄姊妹哇跳起来喊到用全身的力量喊、哦、喊完以后我们就觉得整个灵出去了
And then we I counted 1, 2, 3, and every one of us just shout Hallelujah, 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 and we felt we have released the power in our spirit.
你知道我们不是乱喊的，我们不是发疯的。
Not that we were going crazy or something.
我们是在宣告一件的事。
Because we were proclaiming one thing.
宣告主要在我们中间掌权。
That the Lord will reign in the middle of us.
他要在我们中间得胜。
He will be victorious in our midst.
他要在我们前面替我们开路。
And He will open the way for us before us.
他要替我们赶逐我们前面所有的仇敌。
He will cast away all enemies before us.
他要为我们预备一切我们所需用的。
He will provide everything that we need.
因为我们里面真的是太有这个信心。
When we have such great faith.
所以我们就喊啊,
then we shout.
弟兄姊妹们，这就把我们的信送到主的面前。
That we sent our faith all the way up to God.
啊，完了以后，我们弟兄跟弟兄抱，姊妹跟姊妹抱，大家欢喜的不得了。
Then we will hug each other and very joyful.
主把他的得胜给我们。
Because the Lord has given us His victory.
弟兄姊妹们，约沙法打仗的时候，仇敌来了。
When King Jehoshaphat faced a battle.
你面对仇敌怎么办？
What do you do when you face an enemy?
你真有信心。
If you truly have faith,
因为神告诉他们说,
because God has said to them,
胜败不在乎你们,
the victory is not up to you,
在乎神,
but to the Lord.
再听一遍啊, 胜败不在乎你们,
the victory is not up to you,
在乎神,
but to God.
所以属灵的事,
so spiritual matters,
只有神可以来掌握,
and only God can control.
得胜是属于主的。
Because victory is up to the Lord.
我们只要用我们的信心。
Just exercise our faith.
你知道你有没有看过人家打仗的时候？
Have you seen people fight in battle?
前面派的乐队。
They send the choir first.
打的鼓。
And then they hitting their drums.
吹的喇叭。
And blowing trumpets.
在队伍的最前面。
In front of all the procession.
我记得我小的时候看过一个电影。
I remember seeing a movie when I was young.
好像也是这一幕。
It was like this scene.
英国军队出发的时候呢, 都有乐队的。
The British Army, before the British Army, there was this band.
然后就在前面带着大家前进。
And they were marching before the army.
吹着他们的乐曲。
Blowing trumpets.
但是这是人的打仗。
But this is the battle of men.
他们大概是学圣经的。
They probably imitated the Bible.
他们也以为他们唱歌, 他们吹乐器, 他们就能够得胜。
They thought if they sing and then they play instruments, they will win.
但是我看到那个镜头不是这样的。
But then what I saw on TV was not.
那对方的指挥官一喊 fire, 这一批乐队啪啪啪啪啪通通倒在地上。
The enemy when they shout fire and then they were all struck down.
所以这些乐队都是送死的。
So these bands and choirs, they all died.
弟兄姊妹们，打仗没有这样打法的。
So there's no, you don't fight a battle this way.
从人来看，这是送死的，对不对？
From this perspective, this is dumb. This is suicidal.
他们没有办法保护自己。
Because they cannot protect themselves.
他们的责任是什么呢？
What's their responsibility?
激发他们的士气。
They're to inspire morale.
借着音乐把他们的士气鼓起来。
Through music, stir up the morale.
但是他们要牺牲掉自己。
But then they have to sacrifice themselves.
但是那一天约沙法打仗的时候不是这样。
But that day when King Jehoshaphat fought,
约沙法的军队在前面唱诗赞美的时候,
when the army was singing praises to the Lord,
圣经说当他们正赞美的时候,
the Bible says while they were singing and praising,
神就派了伏兵出来了。
The Lord set ambush.
我不知道这伏兵从哪来的。
I don't know where these ambush came from.
然后把这三个摩亚亚门人跟这个米乌尼人通通杀败了。
And then they defeated all their enemies.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们神做的事。
And this is something our Lord did.
你敢不敢在敌人的面前不保护自己而赞美神？
Do you dare in front of the enemy to praise God without defending yourself?
我们用我们的赞美说出我们对神的信。
Our praise will show forth our faith to our Lord.
所以神喜欢我们赞美。
And therefore God likes that we praise.
当我们赞美的时候,
when we praise Him,
神的宝座就来到这里。
God's throne will come here.
这是保罗希拉他们的经历。
And this is the experience of Paul and Silas.
他们被打到内监的时候,
they were imprisoned.
上了木狗,
they were chained.
浑身都是伤,
and they were beaten.
我想我们的话, 我们都会问神, why?
If we were there, we probably would ask God, why?
弟兄姊妹们，你知道那一天发生什么事？
But you know what happened that day?
他们唱诗歌，对不对？
They were singing hymns.
圣经告诉说地震动。
And there was huge earthquake.
监牢的门都开了。
And all the prison doors were open. And chains fell loose.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这叫赞美的力量。
And this is the power of praise.
你相信赞美的力量吗？
Do you believe in the power of praise?
你相信赞美有力量吗？
Do you believe power, there's a power in praise?
你愿意学习用赞美来带进神的宝座吗？
Are you willing to learn how to bring down God's throne by praising?
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人都可以学习的。
We can all learn.
我们都可以在家里面学习。
We can learn at home.
你最痛苦的时候。
When you are in your deepest sorrow.
你最难过的时候。
When you are in your deepest pain.
你说主耶稣，你配得赞美。
You say, Lord Jesus, you're worthy of my praise.
你配得敬拜。
You're worthy of my worship.
你当得所有的尊荣。
You're worthy of all glory and honor.
我把所有的荣耀都归给你。
I give you all the glory.
把所有的爱归给你。
And all my love.
弟兄姊妹，你要看见神要掌权。
And you will see God reigns.
啊，我们真的相信神在这里做事。
We believe God will work here.
神是一位坐在以色列赞美的宝座上的神。
Because God is enthroned on the praises of Israel.
我想时间也过太多了，我们必须停在这里。
I have run over time.
我们能不能请大家起立，我们一起同声学习一下，好不好？我们不要光听赞美，而我们没有赞美。
Can we all stand up and practice?
如果你觉得你很难赞美
，If you feel hard, it's hard.Praise.
你就就着那件最难的事
Then just
把那件最困难的事
on the most difficult thing that bothers you
你把它带到主的面前
You bring that before the throne of God
为着这件事你来赞美
And then praise God for this
不论这件事叫你忧虑
Whether this thing will cause you worry
叫你惧怕
Fear
叫你胆怯
Or fear
叫你忧愁
Or worry
叫你灰心
Or discourage,
会叫你退缩
or fear to withdraw.
你不要逃避这件事
Don't run away.
把这件事带出来
Bring this thing before God.
带到主的宝座前
Before the throne of God.
为着这件事来赞美
And praise God.
为着这件事来敬拜
And worship God for it.
我们同声开口来赞美
Let's all open our mouths and
我们一同学习用赞美让神的宝座来到我们中间
Let's learn to bring down God's throne.
用以色列的赞美做他的宝座
Because he enthrones on the praises of Israel.
好，我们现在同声开口，我们一起来赞美
Let's all open our mouths and
为着你不能赞美的事来赞美，为着你痛苦的事来赞美。若是你觉得神做了一件在你身上很特别的事，你也可以为这个来赞美。
Or you can praise God for something special He has done for you.
好，我们一起来赞美他。Hallelujah.
Together.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 哦，耶稣，我们谢谢你，你是配得赞美的，你是用以色列的赞美为你的宝座的。主啊，今天早晨你要把你的宝座设立在我们的当中，当我们来赞美你的时候，你就在我们的中间。哦，耶稣啊，我们要来赞美你，在我们不能信的时候，在我们觉得不可能的事上，在我们觉得为难的事上，在我们觉得胆怯害怕的事上，主耶稣啊，在我们觉得受压受伤的事上，我们要学习来赞美你。主啊，你是配得赞美的，你是配得敬拜的，你是用以色列的赞美为你的宝座的。主啊，今天早晨但愿你的赞美来到我们的当中。哈利路亚，让我们每一个人都把我们的赞美来归给你。哦，耶稣，你是配得赞美，耶稣，你当得我们的赞美，耶稣，你配得我们的敬拜。哦，耶稣，我们要用我们所有的声音来赞美你，用我们所有的力量要来敬拜你。哈利路亚，你坐在你的宝座上，你坐在你的宝座上。主啊，今天早晨你在教会中你得到荣耀，你在我们中间你要得到荣耀，你的权柄、国度、能力都在这里。哈利路亚，主耶稣啊，在这里没有一点的灰心，没有一点的惧怕，没有一点仇敌的作为，没有一点点的恶，仇敌的瑕疵。主耶稣，今天在这里你得到完全的自由，你得到完全的荣耀。哈利路亚，谢谢耶稣，哦，谢谢主耶稣，你听我们的祷告，我们要赞美你，我们赞美你。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，你的教会在地上就是你的代表，教会在地上就是你的丰富，就是你的荣耀。哈利路亚，哦，主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你，把所有的荣耀颂赞都要归给你。哈利路亚， Amen， 哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚， Amen， 哈利路亚。哦，哈利路亚，我们唱那个短诗哈，颂赞与尊贵并荣耀归给他哈，大家会唱吗哈？颂赞与尊贵并荣耀归主，愿荣耀归主，愿荣耀归主。颂赞与尊贵并荣耀归主，直到永永远远。赞叹赞叹，神徒们来敬拜他。赞叹赞叹。
雷路亚，主耶稣啊，今天晚早晨我们要在你的面前把所有的颂赞来归给你，要把所有的荣耀要来归给你，主啊，因为你是坐在宝座上的那位被杀羔羊，哦，你用你的血已经把我们买回来了，主啊，我们在血的地下，我们说我们都成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，主啊，我们都被引到父的座前来了，主啊，在这个时候我们都要把赞美来归给你，因为你是配得赞美的，你是配得荣耀的，主啊，你是教会的元首，主啊，你把天上所有的福分都给了你的教会，主啊，你的教会在地上要代表你在地上来指证，我们要为着教会，我们要宣告教会是丰富的，教会是有权柄的，教会是有能力的，主啊，你的教会是富足的，哈利路亚，你的教会没有缺乏的，哦，今天早晨祝福你的教会，祝福你的教会，充满你的教会，用你的荣耀来高你的教会，哈利路亚，荣耀要归给主宝座的羔羊，归给坐在宝座上被杀的羔羊，也归给我爱我们的父神，把所有的荣耀都归给你，听我们将这感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们，哈利路亚，我们一起鼓掌，把荣耀归给他，哈利路亚，阿们，请坐，请坐。